Father in heaven, you know these areas in our lives. You know these frustrations, these thorns in the flesh, these weaknesses we have. And Lord, in one sense, we rejoice in them because they keep us coming back to you in our weakness and looking for your strength. But at the same time, Lord, we ask for more of your resurrection power in our lives. We ask for more of your Holy Spirit in our lives, that we can be people of belief, people of faith, people who do not quaver, people who do not shake and tremble. Lord our God, especially in the midst of strange times, may you be our Lord, our God, and our strength for your glory and for the coming of your kingdom. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we're kind of really drawing to a close for this afternoon. So a big thank you to all of you for coming and joining with us. A big thank you to Anthony and Julie for leading us in worship, and they'll lead us in a final song in just a moment. Thank you for Lloyd and Larissa for sharing with us. That was wonderful. And thank you, Andy, for that presentation. That was really helpful. So it would be great to have feedback from you all as to how this is working for you in Zoom. Some of you we pushed into little kind of fellowship groups at the start of the meeting. That might have been a bit disconcerting. What have they done to us? It would be helpful to know if that was a useful experience. The idea is to try and have some time to relate in threes, fours, and fives rather than 40s, 50s, and 60s. Again, just really helpful to have your feedback. Is that something that we should do again in other ways and in other settings? So our daily prayers are ongoing. So first of all, the morning prayer that's led by Ellen and Amy is going on strong. Ellen and Amy, your stars, thank you very much for getting that going and keeping it going. Well done, you guys. And there will be additional prayer times during the day as well, either at lunchtime or in the evening. So expect details of those very, very soon. Next Sunday afternoon at the same time, we will gather together. We need to work out exactly what that's going to look like, but please, please expect that and look out for an announcement on that. It's just good to be together, to be brothers and sisters, to be together before the Lord our God. And there's something else I was going to say, and it's just gone. So yes, anything that where the Lord has been working with you this afternoon, any areas where you want to grow in faith, it would be really good to pick that up with your sharing group, to pray for one another, to minister to one another, even remotely like this. Share those areas with your sharing group so that, you know, we can all be encouraged as we see the Lord working in us and amongst us. Amen. Amen. Well, lovely to see you all. Anthony, I'm going to hand over to you now. So if you could lead us in a closing